The movie Demolition Man is 25 years old, and it's still so right about so many things. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, unpacking the business of technology. I'm Molly Wood.
You do not realize that Taco Bell was the only restaurant to survive the franchise wars.
So?
So? Now all restaurants are Taco Bell.
No way.
Labor Day is the perfect day for the last installment of our summer entertainment series. The movie Demolition Man is set in 2032. It portrays a utopian society with no crime or bad thoughts. Sandra Bullock plays a rookie future cop. Wesley Snipes is a supervillain on the loose. And Sylvester Stallone is the old school violent cop brought out of cryostasis to hunt him down. And its 1993 tech predictions were solid. It had self-driving cars, video conferencing, voice-activated technology, GPS, even touchscreen tablets. Amy Webb is a futurist and professor of strategic foresight at the NYU Stern School of Business. She also consults on future technology for movies and TV. First, I asked her if she'd ever seen Demolition Man.
Of course I've seen Demolition Man. It was a seminal movie in the 90s. Why wouldn't I have seen it?
And then I asked her how well the movie predicted the future.
We already had sort of the beginnings of smartphones. And there was experimentation happening with haptic screens. So a lot of those signals were already there. I think they got a lot of that technology spot on. And, you know, really some of the best science fiction and some of the best films and television shows that are set in the future tend to be those that aren't fantastical, but instead take a very, you know, pragmatic approach because they want to create a very realistic vision of the future, which really is no different from the work that I do with, you know, the government and enormous companies who are trying to create their strategies.
It does feel like the books and movies that have the most resonance also have some sort of societal prediction or predictive elements. In the case of Demolition Man, it has, you know, dramatic income inequality, censorship of speech and thought. Are some of those things harder even to get right than the technology?
I think that in broad strokes, the societal issues that were raised in Demolition Man, but also in movies like Blade Runner and a lot of the science fiction that was written in the 50s and 60s, they all touch upon the same points, which is what happens if we preserve the status quo and we wind up with polarized political views, we wind up with drastic inequality, we wind up with societies that are violent in ways that we haven't seen before. Our adversaries are the future, are not the usual geopolitical suspects, but are instead enormous corporations. And given how quickly the pace of change right now is happening in technology, you know, our natural inclination is to connect the dots between all that technological change and the concerns that we have about, you know, our place in the future as it starts to arrive.
Amy Webb is a futurist and founder of the Future Today Institute. Her latest TV consulting gig is an upcoming Hulu series called The First, about the first explorers to go to Mars. We'll talk to her about that in a few weeks. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
I'm Shepard from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I listen to Marketplace several times, actually, every day, because it's got the economic news and developments that are important to me. I donate to Marketplace so that it can be available to everyone, and I hope you'll join me in this effort. Thanks.
To join Shepard as a Marketplace investor, donate online at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.